In August of 1918, many people in Jaffrey claimed to have seen flashing lights from the top of Mount Monadnock. It was assumed that these flashes were signals to German submarines in Boston Harbor, telling of troop movements from Fort Devens. A Jaffrey resident, one William Kendrick Dean, claimed to have knowledge of these signals. On August 13, he sent word to the Justice Department in Boston to have them have someone come up and see him. That night, he was brutally murdered. The crime has never been solved. Dr. Dean lived with his wife, Mary, in Jaffrey on a hilltop overlooking both Mount Monadnock and Pack Monadnock Mountain. During a visit from his neighbor, Mrs. Horace Morrison, the 64-year-old gentleman farmer discussed the lights that he had seen flashing from the mountains. Mrs. Morrison was traveling to Boston the next day. Dr. Dean asked her to stop in at the Justice Department. Have them, he said, send up one of their best men. He had some information for him. Mrs. Morrison did as she was asked, but Dr. Dean never lived to tell what he knew. The next morning, his body was pulled from a fresh water cistern on the land. He'd been hogtied and strangled, his skull fractured. A horse blanket was wrapped around his neck to staunch the flow of blood. A 25-pound rock was trussed up against his shoulders and a gunny sack pulled over his head and tied with twine in square knots to his belt loops. To this day, the crime has never been solved, although the selectmen of Jaffrey and the U.S. Justice Department and others who investigated the crime always felt that Judge Charles Rich of Jaffrey was at the scene at the time of the murder and knew more than he was telling. The story of the murder was written up in the Boston American, and later it was published in book form from the articles. The story is most interesting, but it never reveals what Dr. Dean knew about the lights on the mountain.